Hey, what's up, y'all? And welcome back to another episode of Trailer Tales. I'm Dave Gunther.
And I'm Crystal.
And I'm Tammy. Okay, and we're back. You thought you got rid of us, but guess what? We're back, baby. Stronger and harder than ever. Yep. Stronger and harder than ever. And can I just say something that we were talking about right before we started this podcast? Crystal, what did you say when Dave walked in?
He had his little jacket on and started to take it off slowly. And I said, there's something about a gray wife beater that I cannot resist. And it's true.
Yeah.
There's something different about a gray wife beater. And it's always the dirtiest, nastiest, kinkiest, funkiest, strongest men that wear them.
Yeah.
Hear that? Men with a capital M.
Mm-hmm. So it's different for you than a white one or a black one. That's what you're saying?
A white one indicates to me, if I see a man in his yard cutting the grass with a white one, I think middle class.
Okay.
I think more elegant. Hmm. I think Olive Garden. I see a guy with a gray one, I'm thinking Red Lobster. I'm thinking Spencer's Gift Store. I'm thinking name brand products.
Really? Hmm. So you're thinking class.
Wow. Class. But not just class. So I'm thinking class with a side of grunge. Side of
no job, yes. Showers twice a week.
Yes. Smells like Teen Spirit. Another great POD song.
Yes.
But may or may not treat you like the queen that you are.
Okay. So a gray wife beater gets you throbbing, is what
throbbing.
You're saying.
Throbbing.
Now, what does a black wife beater do to you?
You know, you don't see those too much, but that is giving me vibes of like the dad who wears a black sock with the white tennis shoes. Mm. So I'm just not even putting that in my equation. I see a black wife beater. This is what I do to you mentally.
Yeah.
You're swiping it on Tinder?
Well, whatever. Bumble, Tinder, Hinge, Farmers Only.
You're swapping
Christian
no.
Singles, I'm sleeping.
Okay.
Metaphorically and physically.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. You love the gray ones. They get you throbbing. I thought, that's interesting. Let's talk about that on the podcast.
And that was off the record. I didn't say that for the podcast. I said that in passing.
Yeah.
And they picked up on it. And that's why we can be considered one of the greatest podcasts, because we're taking real life tidbits, bringing it over into this.
Yeah.
And I do want to ask real quick before I have a question for you. But now that you brought that up, we are climbing the charts. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Okay. We are charting week after week with this podcast, thanks to your help. Okay. You're really making us climb those charts, and you're supporting us. Okay. And we thank you.
I just charted my pants. Because
me, hey,
of y'all.
Me too.
Did you?
Okay.
You charted your shorts?
Well, I wanted to ask you. Crystal's spoken. What gets you throbbing? What gets the blood rushing down there when you see a woman, okay? Whether in passing or if it's someone you know or whatever. What on a woman, whether she does something or wears something, that gets you just rock solid hard?
Side boob, front boob, back boob, medium boob, little boob, big boob. Dave Gunther is a titty man.
Mm. So you're saying if I've got a big fat roll on my back and it looks like a tit, or maybe like if it's in the dark and you're grabbing it and it could feel like a tit, you would like that?
Let's just say we're going to Red Throbster for dinner.
Whoa.
That's where we're going, all right?
Hey, it ain't got no nipple on
come
it.
Come on.
What about a nipple?
You could draw one on
now,
it.
Now, see, what did you say?
You could draw one on it.
Draw one on there.
Take a pink Sharpie and draw it.
Mm-hmm. I've never thought of it like that, mm-hmm. But that sounds appetizing.
Creative.
Now, if I was at Red Lobster, I might put a bib around that thing and I might start sucking on that side back. I might even put some of that garlic butter on it, slather it up on there.
Mm.
I just love boobs.
You do. You've always said that.
Oh, yeah.
You've always said that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And I have heard this from men. Men who love big women. They say, I love a big woman because everywhere you touch feels like a titty.
Mm-hmm. I think Galileo said that.
Aristotle, somebody.
Somebody said that, right? Yeah.
All right. Let's do a test. Close your eyes. Give me your hand. You have to say titty or something else. Ready?
What is that?
That's something else.
You're right. Ready?
Yeah. That's something else. There's some bone in that. Oh. That might.
What is it?
That might be.
No might. What is it?
That's something else.
Okay. You're good. Just wanted to see.
Damn, he knows his titties.
I feel like I didn't get rewarded there like I should have been.
All right.
I thought it was, there was going to be
just a test.
Like a titty at the end or
just
something?
Just a present.
I thought it was going to be like a surprise at some point, like, that's the A-B test. Nope.
Well,
but,
and
I mean, okay.
I do want to say this. She's wearing a really thick hoodie, okay, with a shirt underneath, okay? Now, if she was nude, I guarantee it, you wouldn't have known the difference. Maybe the shoulder, you touched her shoulder.
It was a little bony.
Yeah, yeah. But the stomach and the backside, for sure, you would have thought was titty.
Mm-hmm.
You would have.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you can outsmart and say, oh, no, I can tell when it's a titty and when it's not. Get her in the nude, mm-hmm. which I know you've been trying to do anyway. So when it finally happens, come back.
We'll do that same test.
Yeah.
Very scientific. Titty or something else is what it's called.
That's what the test is called?
It's called titty or something else.
Have you ever played wiener or something else?
No.
You want to play it right now?
I mean, sure.
Okay.
Do it. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Give them your hand.
Open your tooth.
Take your tooth out. Okay. Get her.
Okay, you ready?
This is either going to be a wiener or something else.
Okay.
Hold on, I got to put my tooth in the safety area.
Okay. Smile. Okay. Let's show us the tooth. Smile. Okay.
Are you putting something by my mouth?
Not. Well, he's going to stick something in there.
I mean, you can't stick nothing in there.
Is it going to be a wiener?
I done lost one. I ain't losing this one.
If you lost two front teeth.
Oh, man. That'd be something special.
That'd be wild.
You could whistle for days.
Just yes. Use my hand.
Use her hand.
Okay.
Now, this is either going to be a penis or or something else.
All right.
Okay.
Now, I'm not peeking. My head is turned.
What is that?
Something.
It's something else. Listen, let me tell you this, Dave.
Yeah.
If anybody knows a penis, it's that woman.
Yep.
Okay.
You can touch every single part of your body. I'll know it's something else.
Okay.
Yeah, and when it's a penis, she's going to know it.
Okay.
Okay, give her back her hand. There you go.
I won.
She won. She got it.
I didn't get to do more than one?
Because I know the penis was going to be next.
That's like asking Jesus, did you do this or that? You know Jesus did it.
Yeah. And we're not trying to get demonic, or what's it called, when they take away
demonicized?
Your money. Demonetized on YouTube.
Demonked.
Demonicized.
Demonic.
We're not trying to get demonetized on YouTube.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can't do nothing nowadays. You can't even put a...
So maybe it's good that she didn't put my hand on her bosom, because then we could have got demonicized.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
Okay. How did you know I was putting my wiener in her hand next?
Because I know you.
Okay. Then you would have squirted everywhere.
Squirted? Wait, hold on. You think that just me putting my willy in your hand, I would have squirted everywhere?
Yes.
Really?
You forget
really?
You haven't had sex in 2 years.
And you forget I used to babysit you. You'd rub one out to a cartoon, a little Smurfs. A little Smurfs cartoon.
Yeah.
Little, what's her name? The little girl Smurf?
Smurfette.
Every time she gets on the screen, you was rubbing one out.
Also, Tina, the Mortal Kombat character, I used to rub one out too.
Yep.
Tina Tornado?
Tina's Tornado.
Tina Tornado.
Yeah.
Tina's Tornado.
Yeah.
Tina's Tornado.
Yeah.
And there ain't nothing wrong with jizzing fast. Most men do. You right. just do it extra fast.
Extra.
Yeah, you touched me wrong. It might happen.
I want to ask you something, Mo. You haven't been with a woman in 2 years. You would disagree with that, but I got you drunk one night and you admitted to it. So don't sit there and say, oh, I was joking or whatever. You sit there and say, oh, I boned someone last week. You didn't. Okay, it's been 2 years. Okay, let's get that out of the way. Now, you're all over the apps. You're on the Bumbles. You're on the
Hinge.
You're on the TikToks and all that. What's going on? Why haven't you been laid?
Well, first of all, I didn't think that we're going to bring up this on the podcast.
Well, listen, you're not a bad-looking guy. You're charismatic, okay? You know, we've talked, you know, you're a good guy. So what's going on? You being picky?
Maybe.
Interesting. What's that about?
I think it's the proximity. I think I need to expand my distance a little bit.
Okay. What you got it set to?
Quarter mile? Is that too specific?
Well, yeah, I would expand it a little bit because we live out in the country and there's the nearest house is like a mile down the road.
Let me see your profile. Your dating profile.
Hand to your phone.
Oh. I thought you
read his bio. Because the bio says a lot about a man. You know, if I'm swapping, and let's say I see a bio that says, I eat and I will eat your tonight, I'm swapping on him, okay? If I see a guy's profile that says, no fat chicks, and I don't eat, I'm not going to swipe on him.
The School of Hard Knocks, that's where you got educated?
So, do you think I need to clean up? Do you think I need to clean up my bio a little bit?
Keep reading it.
It's pretty long. I don't know if you should read all of it.
I want him to read it.
So you read it.
You, I want to hear it how it sounds.
You have your glasses on. You
I want to hear
it.
How it sounds coming out of your mouth.
Oh, read it to us.
Okay.
Go ahead. All right, you guys.
Where did you attend school? School of Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Current employment. What does it say?
Sitting on your face.
Wow. Okay. Keep going.
Where'd you go to high school?
In your mom.
I would already swiped it the first one. School of Hard Knocks.
What does it say when it says interested in? What did you put on there?
Labia.
Wow. Okay. This is a problem. Okay.
Any other questions? I guess I'm an open book.
Anywhere in your profile do you have these words? My kids are my whole world.
Even if you don't have kids.
I do have that, and I don't have kids. I don't know why I put that in there.
God. You put my kids are my whole world?
I thought that would be... I thought that'd be enticing for single moms for me to fuck.
You put my kids are my whole world. Come on, man.
Should that not go on my dating profile?
No, delete that.
Okay, anything else I should
delete? The whole thing.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Let
me see what pictures you got on there.
I like long walks on the beach, but I like longer walks in your vagina.
Oh, God. What pictures did he have on there? Let's look at the pictures. All right. Well, the very first one is you're obviously in middle school or high school or something. You're 16. This was 13 fucking years ago. And it was taken on a flip razor phone.
Yeah.
Update your pictures.
Maybe I don't have one. Okay.
Whose car is that?
Dale.
Who?
Dale.
Oh, God.
You don't remember Dale from Trailer Park?
That's not even your car.
I know it's not my car, but he has the nicest car in the neighborhood.
You don't fish.
You don't fish.
Whose fish are you holding up?
I paid a kid $2 so I could hold his fish.
And here you're in a bathroom. The bathroom is disgusting. You didn't even flush the toilet. There's shit in the toilet. There's stuff all over the counter. And you got your hat on sideways. And you're doing this in the mirror. Why are you doing that? And why'd you take that picture? And why'd you put it on your Tinder?
Because my cousin Tad told me that it would look cool.
We got to revitalize this.
I didn't know it was this bad.
We're
dude.
Not going to do it on obviously
no,
on the podcast.
We'll help you off the pod, but just know if y'all are out there and you got the tenders and all that.
So should I delete the quote that says if you're on your period, I'm on my exclamation point?
Mm-hmm. I would actually leave that one because I would swap on you if I saw that, that would actually be good for me.
That's buried kind of deep. So should I bump that
bump
up?
Bump that up on top.
Okay.
Bump that up on. She don't like getting her pussy ate on her period, so she's not in this conversation. I do, okay? So leave that on there. For sure.
It answers that question though, why you ain't got laid. That's an that whole thing is an abomination. You should go up to account and delete and just start over.
That's bad. You got any matches?
I got one.
What happened?
How'd
it go?
Well, she identified as a mongoose.
Like the bike?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I rode her all night long.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
You did not.
I didn't.
I know damn well you did.
Okay, what happened was we went on a date. I found out she was homeless, and she just stayed the night at my place, and she just needed a warm bed.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Interesting. All right, well.
Can I read one of the emails that we got sent?
Okay, read the... Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
That's a palate cleanser.
Switch the subject. Palate cleanser. Let's pivot. Read an email.
Okay. Good. This one will get the attention off of me. This one's about Tammy and Crystal. Scarlett Reed sends us in. What's the wildest thing you've done in a retail store bathroom?
Are we... Okay, I mean, I got a lot of stories. Are we doing sexual or not?
I mean, I think either. What's the wildest thing that you've done, sexual or not, in a retail store? Mm. Trailer Tales!
Hey, y'all. Sorry I couldn't be with you. Can you see me through the Zoom right now?
Yeah. I can see you. Can you see us?
Yeah, well, we have a very important message to tell people. That's why we're getting together on this Zoom. Because we're sponsored by Factor, a meal plan service.
Because, listen, sometimes I just don't want to cook, okay? And y'all know I love to cook. I love cooking for people. But dang it, sometimes I want to come home and have something ready for me.
I want to be the king of the castle when I come home. And I love seeing a stack of pre-prepared meals from Factor ready to eat and ready to heat up in 2 minutes or less.
Ooh. Yep.
No prepping, no cooking. And guess what? No cleanup because I hate washing dishes.
Because I'm the one that cooks, okay? And then we eat and then she cleans and she's griping the entire time. Well, neither of us do that with Factor. Neither of us do that.
I heard they got over 35 meal options to choose from. That's a heck of a lot of options right there.
And listen, here's the deal, okay? Y'all know I don't eat BS, okay? If it's not good, I'm not touching it. If it's not good, I'm kicking it like a little football across the yard. She's seen me do that several times with takeout and stuff like that.
She does.
I will do it, okay? Yeah. These little meals are high-quality, flavorful. The flavor.
Through the roof flavor. Every single time. And you know what? You guys should head to factormeals.com/trailer50 and use code trailer50 to get 50% off. That's code trailer50 at factormeals.com/trailer50 to get 50% off.
That's a good deal.
And I was about to say, that's a dang good deal. This ain't no, we'll give you a little discount. They're giving them 50% off.
That's half.
Dang.
Half.
Listen, and even at full price, these little Factor meals are cheaper than if you DoorDashed.
Oh,
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what I mean? I mean, the people with the delivery and all stuff, it's getting out of hand, all right? Get some healthy meals that are delivered right to you. Heat up in 2 minutes or less. Go to Factor. Hey, y'all. Go see Tammy and Crystal live on tour in Oxnard, Irvine, Brea, and Ontario, California, Bloomington and Marion, Illinois, Nashville, Tennessee, Huntsville, Alabama, Cary, North Carolina, and of course the Bahamas cruise. Get tickets and more at eatmytrash.com. And go see my pal Jeremiah Watkins live on tour in San Francisco, California, Spokane, Washington, New York, New York, Austin, Texas, West Bend, Wisconsin, Kansas City, Missouri, and every second Tuesday of the month for Stand Up on the Spot in Los Angeles at the world-famous Comedy Store. New merch and tickets at jeremiahwatkins.com. Thanks, y'all. Because I lived in between the gaps of the coat racks for a couple weeks one time when my mom left me in there.
Okay. Well, God.
I mean, besides shoplifting. Yeah. I've done a lot of shoplifting in in bathrooms. Because they always have that sign that says no retail beyond this point. I don't ever listen to that. I'd push my whole cart in there.
What's back there? I've never seen what's back there.
It's a bathroom.
It's just a bathroom.
Oh, okay.
But it'll say no clothing beyond this point or something, or, you know, no items beyond this point.
Because they think people are going to go in there and steal, and they do. But they think that sign's going to stop us. Mm. And to me, that sign screams, bring your stuff back here.
Right.
Because this is a good place to steal.
One time I was in a Ross Dress for Less, and I was going down the aisles, and I was, this is about maybe 10 years ago, so I was what? 26, and I saw Mr. Cooper
hanging with Mr. Cooper.
The principal,
Alice Cooper.
No, our high school principal, bitch, Mr. Cooper.
I'm sorry, I just named two very famous Coopers, and then I forgot our fucking principal, Mr. Cooper.
You think Alice Cooper's gonna be in Ross Dress for Less?
I don't know. What if he wants to dress for less too?
Listen, I saw Mr. Cooper in Ross Dress for Less. Guess who ended up sucking his dick in the Ross bathroom? Guess. Me.
You didn't guess, though.
I didn't guess because she said me before I could get to it.
You took too long.
If it was somebody else, then it would have been weird that you were just watching some stranger suck his dick.
Right. No, it was me.
Okay, yeah, I figured.
So that was interesting. That was a lot of fun. I put it on Facebook. I didn't forget that. I put, you guys, I just saw Mr. Cooper and Ross, and I ended up blowing him in the bathroom. I tagged him.
Now, how many people thought it was Alice Cooper, though, in the post?
Nobody, because I tagged him.
Oh.
And his wife got real mad about that. But he told me they were divorcing, so of course I believed him like an idiot. All men lie. Mm-hmm. Just to get their dick sucked. You know what I mean? I believed him. That was on me. I was young and dumb.
And?
Full of cum. You know, and I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was fun. You know, stuff like that's fun.
Crystal, do you have one that's sexual or not?
Not as sexual. I mostly just shoplift, and I'll also stand on the toilet and peek over at people, because I like to see if they—
You're a peeping Tammy.
I like to see if they take the toilet paper and wad it up or put it around their hand.
She's been keeping a tab. She carries around a little notebook, and she tabs who wads it and who twirls it, and she writes it down. You've been doing this since I was a kid.
I've been doing it since they had, you know, bathrooms, you know, more than 3 or 4 stalls. I don't go in there if it's just one stall because they'll see me.
Yeah.
Well, if there's anything I know about you, you're all about the stats.
I love stats.
So go ahead and tell our podcast listeners what you've learned over the decades in terms of people's, what's it called when you study people?
Sociology.
You've always wanted to be that. Mm-hmm. Sociology. You never got to go to college, so she kind of does it on her own independently.
Well, what I have found is that 79% of females 35 to 56 do this method.
What is that for somebody who doesn't
have? They wrap the toilet paper around.
Wrap.
Like instead around the whole hand?
Around the hand, and they want it a nice, smooth wrap. Mm-hmm. instead of a wad.
What about y'all two? Which one do you do?
I wrap and then wad the end.
Mm-hmm. And do you stand up or you stay seated?
I stand.
Do I stand up when I wipe my ass?
Yeah.
Do I want my cheeks clenched together when I'm trying to clean it?
I don't know. Do you?
No. I sit down like a normal fucking person and wipe my ass. Why would I stand up to wipe?
Because naturally, since the beginning of time, as human beings, we started off pooping standing up and not sitting down on some toilet.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
You have pictures of people standing up in the old days? Cavemen standing up wiping their butts?
No, I don't have pictures of people because the photograph was not introduced until later on.
Hieroglyphics of little figurines standing there going like this?
I don't know why they would want to paint that shit, so no.
People were not standing and shitting. Well, that's common sense.
And this might be confrontational or something, but I do stand, and it's because the size of my ass is large. I can't physically reach around to wipe.
But you didn't always do that until your ass grew. If your ass was half the size, you'd sit down and do it like a normal person.
And always, always, always wipe back to front. Yes. That's what I do. Back to front?
Hold on. You gonna sit
Why would you wipe back to front?
To get it good.
What do you mean to get it good?
To get the hole good.
You're going back to front?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I'm using a Lysol wipe.
A Lysol wipe? The bleach wipes?
Yeah, the yellow package.
Don't that burn?
No.
What is your made of?
Well, why would I use regular toilet paper and then anal bleach when I could just use Lysol wipes?
Why are you using bleach?
Two birds, one stone. Go to my OnlyFans to find out.
Do you go from back to front?
Yes.
Hold on. No, don't act there and sit and act surprised when you just sat there and told us you wipe your ass standing up. Like a damn idiot.
I'm just shocked.
Hold on. How are you getting the hole clean when it's clenched up?
It's not, because there's still a little bit of squat when I stand.
So you stand up and you lean back?
Oh, show us.
Show us what you do.
Show us.
All right, he's standing up, and he's showing us. Okay. Okay, can I ask you something? Why not do it sitting down?
Because it gets even farther up there with you when you stand.
See, I disagree. My hole spreads open more if I'm sitting down relaxed. If I'm standing up, I'm clenched up.
You don't have much standing sex, do you?
No, I'm laying on my back every time.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Or on top.
Okay.
Why would I stand when there's a bed there?
Because it's sometimes fun.
Not for me.
To get up and
not
do it standing?
Woman. Not for the woman.
Really?
Not for the woman.
You never like to be pushed up against a closet door?
If you want to get in a fight.
Yeah, if I'm throwing it down with someone.
Push me into a wall, see what happens.
Exactly.
You never had it in the kitchen, like up against the counter?
No, I'm cooking dinner.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing in the kitchen.
Yeah, do you know how hot it is to roll up on a woman, consensually, and, you know, greet her while she's cooking a grilled cheese sandwich and slipping in from behind?
You know how to burn the grilled cheese? Take your eyes off it for 30 seconds. Why are you getting dick down? That's how you waste a grilled cheese and burn the house down.
You've never flipped flapjacks while you're getting your flops flapjacked?
No, because my titties will flop up on the stove. And I'm not gonna burn my titties.
I'm shocked by the stance that y'all are taking today.
But you know what? No matter what.
I swear to God, if he farts one more time. I wish I had to fart right now. I'd do it in your fucking face.
I wish you would do it in my face.
Double dog dare me?
Yeah. I double dog dare you to do it in my face.
Okay. If I got a fart coming up, get ready. Get ready to get down there.
I'll lean in. I will lean in if you have a fucking fart. Because I don't think that you're made of enough to get one brewed.
Okay.
Which brings me to my next point. How long, this is a big topic that we got sent into the email. How long do you need to be dating someone before you can rip one in front of them?
I say right away. I say when you match on Tinder and that first message goes through, it needs to be a video of you farting. Mm-hmm. Full body, face, everything in there. You need to really show them what you got. And if they don't message you back, not the man for you.
Or block you.
If they block you, not the man for you.
And you have matched with a lot of people on Tinder with this technique.
You don't want some kind of fake Barbie that has no body processes like poop and pee and fart. Because that ain't reality. Reality is people do those things.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of guys just like farts.
Your body is made up of 70% gas.
Is that true, though?
Yes.
So don't sit there and go, oh, he don't want to see me fart. You know, this relationship's new. He does. He does. And if you think, oh, he's not going to fuck me if I fart, men will fuck anything.
He'll fuck the fart out of you.
He'll fuck you while you're farting.
Now, you might be saying, well, why do you get so mad when Dave farts? Because he catches us off guard.
And, well, he puts his mic up against his butthole.
So the listeners can hear it.
But if we have our private investigator, you know, looking at our tape saying, do I want to keep funding this? Do I want to keep funding this when this grown man is taking a very expensive piece of equipment from Radio Shack, I'm assuming. Is this from Radio Shack?
Yeah.
And then farting in it like it's not from Radio
Shack?
So how
would you like me to fart on the podcast if it's not in the microphone?
Just regular. Just go.
But then it's not amplified. It's my microphone. Why can't I do with it what I want?
Okay, we'll take it up with the investor whenever he reaches out to you.
It's not your microphone until we make enough money on this podcast to pay off the private investigator.
Okay, well, first of all, he mentioned in between episodes last time, he does not want to be talked about. We keep mentioning him, but he doesn't want to be talked about on camera.
He doesn't want his name mentioned, but we can talk about still someone funding us, and
okay,
he's the private investor.
Okay.
Yeah, we just can't say his name or who he is or nothing. But we can say that there is one.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Like, we can't say, if it was Joe Rogan, we can't say, oh, it's Joe Rogan.
No, we can't say that.
We would never say that. Or,
right.
Right.
Oh, it's Seth Rogan.
Yeah, we can't
say that. We would never say that. Or if it's King Charles.
Yeah.
Let's say, for instance, if King Charles was a private investigator, we wouldn't say, oh, it's King Charles.
Right. We would never say that.
Don't you do it. And he looked me right in the eye. Looked me in the eye. As if procuring a romantic relationship with me.
Yeah, but it's called courting. Ever heard of the bitch?
Courting?
I'm sorry. That one slipped out.
No, it didn't, because you went like you exactly like this. You went.
You knew it was coming.
No, the bitch. I don't like to call you that. Because I love you.
I thought you meant the fart.
No.
Yeah. The fart was very deliberate.
She actually loves being called a bitch.
Really?
Not like, oh, if she's in bed with a man and he says, oh, you like that, you little nasty bitch?
Little
she
dirty
loves
bitch.
It.
You want me to choke you, little bitch?
She loves
little
it.
Little dirty bitch?
Yeah.
Nothing will get you off more than hearing you be called a bitch. Yeah. When knowing damn well you're not a bitch.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So you say right away.
It's the reverse psychology. I think you should fart right away. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should pretend to be something you're not for a man or for anybody, for a woman, anybody. Don't pretend to be something you're not. If you fart, fart. If you got to fart, fart.
If you would just listen to the beat of my fart, you would know.
And again, I don't mind listening. It's the microphone on the fart.
Because here's why. If we had just a plastic mic, I feel like that'd be different. But we got these little foams on top, and they capture air and fecal matter and stuff, and so it's going to capture it. Now, if we had where it was plastic and it could bounce off, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't care. But it's the mic. It's the foam mic.
And what if one day, for whatever reason, you're not able to come to the podcast, and we can't find no other puffs? And I see your red puff, and I just have to use it because there ain't no more puffs available.
So everyone listening, that's listening or not watching, I've got a purple puff on my microphone, okay?
And I have a pink and blue puff.
Pink and blue. And then Dave's got a red one. We each have our own mics, okay? Mine is clean. Crystal's is clean. Dave's is full of fecal matter. So if something happened to one of ours and we had to share a mic or use yours or whatever, guess what? Guess what is a half an inch away from my lips? Your shit. Okay? Not to mention you got the fecal matters flying around the room. I can see it like dust in the air. Okay, we're in a tight space. And it's just a little nasty.
Sorry.
That did not seem genuine.
No. I'm really sorry.
Once again, not genuine.
No, Crystal, I'm sorry.
Okay, you see that eye roll?
I saw the whole thing. And I know body language, and that body language, to me, was being passive aggressive.
100%.
You know what?
Say it.
I'm sorry.
That seemed real. That really seemed real.
Okay. I got a little offended. Okay.
No matter what happens, no matter what comes out of our holes, we love each other. We love this podcast.
With all our hearts, with all our farts.
Friends on three. One, two, three, friends.
Don't you feel better?
That's what it comes back to.
Yeah.
That's what it always comes back to, and that is really a testament to not only this podcast, but humankind and human nature. It's no matter what we...
You okay, Crystal?
No matter what we do, no matter what the world does, no matter how many wars there are, no matter how many children are starving, in the end, if we come together and put your hands, whether that be metaphysically or metaphorically, together and make a testament, everything will be okay.
That's beautiful. And it goes to show another testament that if you have a disagreement with a friend or someone you love, or you get mad or aggravated with a friend or someone you love, just talk it out and just say, hey, we're friends and we love each other and it's going to be okay. And then it gets better.
Because friendship should be like farts. Transparent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And immediate.
Yeah.
And immediate.
You're right. You're exactly right.
And people will say, oh, you guys think you're changing the world. And I think we are.
I know, Crystal. You okay?
I think we are changing the world.
One fart at a time.
Can I just say, Dave, I'd like to know your opinion on the whole, you know, you're the one doing the farting here today in this room and in this podcast. What's your opinion? How long should you wait to fart in front of someone you're dating, someone new, your partner? What's a good timeline?
I don't think you should fart in front of your partner.
I'm sorry?
I don't think that you should fart in front of your partner.
Okay, explain that one to me.
Well, okay, what I'm trying to do with Crystal right here, between you and I, if I could put some kind of device on her ears right now so she couldn't hear me, I would. But what I'm doing right now is it's called nagging Crystal, okay? And what
does nagging mean?
Answer.
What does nagging mean?
I was hoping that she wouldn't hear that, but she did.
She only has one ear covered.
Could you plug the other one, please? Nagging is when you like somebody, but you're acting like you're not really liking them. So you tear them down, and then like before you know it, their confidence is low, and that's when you swoop in and get them. So I'm farting in front of her like a friend right now, okay?
Okay.
So she doesn't think that I'm attracted to her because I keep farting. But for my partners, I don't fart in front of my partners. Wow. If we started dating, she would not hear a pip or a squeak out of me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So and that's called?
Manipulation.
Psychology.
Same thing.
Okay.
Okay. Crystal, you're good.
So what I think you were trying to say was kind of along the lines of gaslighting and manipulation.
Well, gaslighting, that's a good one. That's a good one
right
there.
Don't hold a ladder up to that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't hold a ladder up to that thing.
But no, I don't fart in front of my partner.
Well.
Okay. Now, leave a comment, leave a like, help us decide which is the right side of this. I think you should never fart in front of your partner. She says do it on day one to establish dominance or some alpha chick thing that's going on or whatever. Mm-hmm. Also, if you haven't subscribed yet, you got to do that and hit that bell. That helps us out a lot. And share with a friend or whatever.
Yeah. Please do that. Please share our podcast and be sure to email us. Okay, we're reading those emails.
TrailerTalesPod@gmail.com.
And we're getting a lot of you guys have been emailing us saying, why don't y'all talk about this? What about this between this? Or talk about this? So all the things we're talking about, you guys are writing in and giving us information, so keep doing that.
You're guiding the ship to this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They have on the captain's hat.
But do not get mad if we don't read your questions, because we're literally
swimming
in
them.
I think earlier he said we had 10.
10 emails.
And you think we got, you know, we're trying to do all this, do all that. That's going to be a lot. That's 3 people reading 10 emails. That's approximately 3 emails apiece, 3 and a third.
We can't get to all of them. But eventually we will.
Yes. And give us time to go through those. Okay? Please be patient with us.
So don't comment, "Why don't you ever read my comments?" Well, it was probably either dumb.
Yeah.
That's probably one of them. Mm-hmm. Or
We're getting to it.
Or we're getting to it.
Crystal, when do you think you should be able to fart in a relationship?
Oh, I'm with her right away. I'm not one to try to hide. So when I'm on a first date, I'm farting. I'm not washing up my area too good because I want them to know, hey, this thing ain't always going to be smelling good.
Wait,
you know?
So you purposely don't clean your downstairs on your first date?
Not clean it, just not clean it.
What's the difference between cleaning and cleaning?
Well, what I do is a 2-step method. What's wrong with this guy? Is he okay?
Yeah.
Camera guy.
What are you doing, mister?
He's making adjustments or whatever. Well,
should I keep talking or what am I doing?
He's got a boner. Yeah. He must love dirty. Go ahead.
Yeah.
He ain't never heard nobody talk. Well, anyway, so I got a 2-step method. I use a washcloth and wrap a piece of, I take the soap and wrap it up in the washcloth and I wash it. Then I give it a sniff.
I hate washcloth smell.
Well, hey. That's the only way for me to determine if I'm smelling that washcloth and it has a stench, I know I got to go down there and do a double time. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? On a first date, I'm only doing a swipe one.
Yeah. And most guys like a little tang anyway.
I do like
I know.
Miracle Whip.
Exactly. Exactly.
And biologically, guess what? Men are drawn to your earthy smell.
Mm. Exactly. So she's not doing it wrong. She gets dick out night after night. She's got a new piece of dick. Don't even worry about her. She's doing it right.
And they don't care if I'm farting or shitting. Mm-hmm. They don't care. Mm-hmm. As long as when it comes down to it, they're getting either this mouth or this asshole.
And that's how we're going to end the podcast today, y'all. Okay. Thank you so much for watching.
Who did that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
The tightest butthole you ever heard.
That was the squeakiest fart I've ever heard in my life.
Little mouse down there farting underneath you.
Jesus. Oh, my God. All right, we'll see y'all next week.
See y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sorry, y'all. I love you. What's wrong with that guy? I don't know what is happening.
The fucking farts. Nobody farts more than... Trailer Tales!